brought to you by the Sennheiser S1 family of aviation headsets. Come and visit Sennheiser at AirVenture booth number 288 and experience a new level of customization and comfort in the cockpit. And by the Evolution Flight Display System from Aspen Avionics. It delivers unique reliability and safety features to GA pilots and is truly the most flexible and affordable EFIS available. Aspen Avionics, a new way to look at avionics.
Hi, this is Mary Grady at EAA AirVenture, and I'm talking with Mike Schrader of Epic Aircraft, and he's going to give us an update on the status of their project. They've been building this kit plane for quite a while, and now they're moving into production. Mike, thanks for talking to us. I know we spoke at Sun and Fun, so why don't you tell us what's new since then?
Well, right now we're in the process of a certification like we talked at Sun and Fun. We just completed this mock-up that we have here at the show, and the all-new design instrument panel. We're using the Garmin G1000 avionics, and what we're doing is we've just designed it so that we got that wow factor into the cockpit. So when you come up and you see the cockpit and the airplane, it looks like something from like a Ferrari would have in it or something to that effect. So it is a great looking product, and this is the design we're going to in this aircraft is for that next generation look of aircraft that are coming out. We have just finished several parts that have met type design and on the horizontal stabilizer, which is a big step forward.
And how will this type certified aircraft differ, if it will, from the kit plane?
Well, a lot of the things like the interior cockpit, things like that, but as far as the structure and everything else, it's going to be pretty much the same. We have to do some certain things with lighting protection and some other design criteria in there to meet the FAA standard. We're also going to do a full structural analysis and test again, which we're in the process of doing. That will basically reconfirm what we already know about the airplane, but in order to bring the new reports and the new design and everything, or the criteria to the FAA, that we'll be able to reconfirm what we already know on the aircraft. But it's what you're looking at is the same dimensions, same wing, everything else. So it's a good solid aircraft.
Okay, and what about performance-wise?
Performance-wise, we're still looking at the same performance. Of course, you always hope for more, but we're not going to make the promise that we can't keep. So we're looking at 325 knots cruise. We will step up the altitude because we'll have to meet RVSM. So we'll be looking at 34,000 feet. So we're going towards that. But we'll still, we're still looking. The goal is to keep the same payload and everything else that's involved in that. We all know when the FAA jumps on board, sometimes things gain weight. But we believe that we'll be able to meet the standard and meet the goals that we've set for 1,200 pound payload, approximately in that range. We're going to stick with that, and be able to full fuel and, like we say, fill it up and leave nothing behind. So.
Okay, great. And it sounded fun. You were saying that you were expecting maybe late 2014 for certification and a price of $2.75 million. Is that still on track?
That still holds true. I mean, we'll probably see it bleed into for the certification in early 2015. I'm not such an optimist that knows that, this certification process is not for the faint of heart and things come up. But, the 2.75 is still the goal.
Okay, great. And so here at the show, people can see the mock-up, and you'll have an airplane here, I guess.
We have two aircraft out here. They're the experimental aircraft, and our mock-up just shows what the certification standard is going to hold for the interior and the cockpit. We're on Celebration Way here at EAA, and which is a space 245-246. But you can't miss us when you come down through Celebration Way.
All right. Well, thanks very much.
Okay. Thank you. Thanks for coming.
Brought to you by Lightspeed Aviation Zulu Point 2. With improved comfort and audio clarity, Zulu Point 2 sets the standard in the premium headset market. And by Jeppesen. Jeppesen's mobile flight deck VFR is a breakthrough app that delivers the smart data you need when you need it. Paper charts and scanned images can't do that. Get a demo and see the difference at the Jeppesen AirVenture tent.